Contrasted Dealings From Thoughts of God by John Macduff, 1864. How precious are your thoughts unto me, O God! Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 7 and 8. The precious thought of this verse is the exceeding riches of God's grace, the contrast between his judgments and his kindness. The forsaking is for a small moment. The gathering is with great mercies. The hidden face is but for a moment, and in a little wrath. The mercy is accompanied with everlasting kindness. Judgment is his strange work, strong to smite. He is stronger still to save. What an encouragement to every backslider to return, that he will be met not with coldness, rebuke, reserve, or distance, but with a forgiving welcome. That gospel picture of the father receiving the lost prodigal may be regarded as a representation of the Lord's thoughts embodied in Acts. He gives the kiss, the robe, the ring, the feast. There's not a frown on that father's brow. All the erring past is buried in everlasting oblivion. Moreover, the forsaking on his part is only apparent. The sun shines as brightly as ever behind these temporary intervening clouds. The stone or impeding rock obstructs the flow of the great river for a moment, but it is only for a moment, and it rolls on as deep and still as before, in its full volume of everlasting kindness. Be it mine, if the flow is arrested, to search out and remove the obstruction. If God's face is hidden, to discover the intervening clouds. If the spiritual life is languishing, to trace out the secret of the sorrowful declension. Whether it be neglected privilege or omitted duty, or secret sin, or tampering with temptation, or engrossing worldliness, I will say unto God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Oh, how little it takes to soil the windows of the soul and to dim and blur the spiritual landscape. How small the worm needed to wither and blight the gourd of our spiritual joys. How little it takes to rust the key of prayer, clip the wings of faith, chill the warmth of love, and shut us out from the loving ear of God. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. As it is, the Lord the Redeemer, who speaks in our motto verse, to him I must look for grace and strength, for restoration and revival. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Will you not revive us, O Lord? Then we will never forsake you again. Revive us so we can call on your name once more.